Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. It's 7 p.m., and we're going to talk about Law of Attraction and how you can use it to help you in your career, your business, and also the angels, too, that work with you with the Law of Attraction. How cool is that, right? I mean, I don't know how you guys are, but how many of us want to have more opportunities or more be happy or, you know, in our career or have more cash flow or have more clients, have more friends, you know, I mean, and just enjoy it, right? And so we spend so much time wondering when it's going to happen. Sometimes we forget to do a couple things here. So if we're wondering when it's going to happen, we forget to expect it to happen. I want to really be clear about that, you guys, or angels. Sorry, because we're all angels, aren't we? Earth angels. And we get so used to being in a rut of, man, I don't have it. When's it going to happen? I do the Law of Attraction. I say prayers. I ask my angels, and it still doesn't happen, right? Never just saying it, saying, hey, I expect it to happen, and thank you for giving it to me. And an angel that you can really work with is Archangel Ariel. She's amazing, right? I see her as a woman. You may see her as a male. It doesn't really matter. I think the angels really, most of the time, are pretty androgynous. But use that angel. It's great. She says, I'm showing up for you. Anybody who wants to, because I help with manifesting, I also help with, you know, she helps with environment, outdoor life, sea life, ocean life, whatever you want to call it. But she's also key in helping you bring your, you know, make your prayers happen, okay, or making your desires, creating your desires to happen. So she says, one thing you do is expect it to happen. Just, you know, so one of the things that I do is I do a breathing exercise and a visualization and a gratitude exercise every day. And I just say thank you for this to happen, whatever it is that I create. And you can do the same thing, okay? And just expect it and know it. Now, tonight's a really great night to do that. Let me explain why. We have Jupiter, and I can't remember the other planet star that's out there, but Jupiter is a very benevolent planet. When Jupiter is in your chart or in the chart of the planet like this, amazing things are happening, okay? It brings in amazing energy. So you have that, too, to work with, okay? So to really create a great career prosperity, just say, hey, I expect to get more clients. I expect to get more cash flow, and thank you for bringing it to me. Angels, God, or whoever you pray to, Jesus, Buddha, whatever ascended master you work with, thank you for bringing it to me, okay? And how do you expect something to happen? Well, one of the things that, think of something in your life that you expect to happen. Think of it right now. Maybe it's something, you know, with your child. Maybe you expect to go to work tomorrow and there's no doubt in your mind. And you know that's going to happen. That feeling of knowing that you're going to go to work or knowing that you're going to have lunch with your friend tomorrow, for instance, or something you're going to do with your family this weekend, and you expect it to happen, you know what's going to happen. That is what expecting feels like. When you're saying, I expect to more clients, I expect more cash flow, I expect my business to take off, I expect that promotion to happen in my career, then when you want to know that feeling, what expecting feels like, okay, because expecting is just a word. The feeling is really what you're looking for, because the universe responds to not what you say, but how you feel about you, what you say. So when you look at, you say, what does expecting mean? Well, I expect to go to work tomorrow, once again. I expect to see my friend tomorrow, once again. I expect to have dinner with my boyfriend or my husband or my wife or my girlfriend tomorrow. That's what expecting feels like. So when you're saying, feel that feeling of expecting, what I do is I go, okay, I expect to, you know, to have this happen tomorrow, you know, see a client tomorrow. And then I'm looking for something else to happen. Then I'll just say, as I'm feeling that feeling of expecting that client, I will change the words to I'm expecting, you know, to travel to, for instance, to Hawaii this next month. And by the way, I am. So that's expecting feels like. So if you need to really understand it, think about something that you're expecting in the near future, whether it's tomorrow, tonight, and the next day, and say that's what it feels like. Remember this, it's the third time. And then you can change the, as you're saying it in your mind, you know, I'm expecting to see my friend tomorrow. And if that change it for as you're feeling that feeling, expecting to have great career prosperity or get that promotion, for instance. Okay? So key to law of attraction is expecting, okay? And I gave you a way how you can really feel that feeling. And then, you know, because sometimes it's hard when you're, you know, when you're really starting to work with the law of attraction to expect something. So use something that you already know is going to happen, and then change it for what you would like to happen. And I promise you, it works, okay? And then your body, your mind, and your heart's going to get used to that, and it will go there automatically, okay? And just have a knowing, okay? You know, you expect it, and you know it. It's basically a very similar, very same thing. You know that the sun's going to rise tomorrow, okay? You know that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and go to work. You know that you're going to, you know, that you're going to eat dinner tomorrow, you know, whatever. And I use basic things like that. And so you know that you're going to get the career prosperity or the business prosperity too as well. You look at it like a knowing, okay? Expecting is a little bit more fun. Knowing is something that you don't doubt, okay? So it's a similar word. But I have two things that really help push the law of attraction. Well, it's always working, but really create what you're looking to create and creating it to happen. We're looking to create, I'm saying that three times, I'm not sure that's right. But anyway, it's really what allows you to create something that you choose and desire. And using those two words, and the, not only the words, but the meaning behind the words really help you. So let me reiterate that. Okay? So expecting something to happen, you expect to go out to dinner with your daughter or your son or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife. That's fun, right? I always look like using fun stuff. And so there you go. A knowing is knowing that tomorrow morning you're going to get up and you're going to, if you have dogs, you're going to walk your dogs. And if you have children, you might get them off to summer camp. And if you have a great date, you may, you know, you expect to have fun with him or her. You're excited about it. If you're having a date with your husband or wife, you know, or you guys are going on family vacation and you're expecting to have a great time. So as you're saying, I'm expecting to have a great time with my children and my wife or my husband, and feeling that feeling. And then as you're thinking about that feeling of expecting that to happen, then you can put that what you're looking to create, the desire of, I'm expecting to have a lot more business. I'm expecting to get that promotion. So it's like you've already got that feeling. Now just add those words to it, or that what you're looking to create. A knowing, and use the knowing. I know this is going to happen after you expect it. I know it's going to happen. Like, you know that you're going to get up tomorrow morning and have breakfast and feed your family or feed your animals, whatever it is. Okay, so that's a knowing. So I hope this is really clear for you, because I'm trying to break it down so the way I do it, the way others have taught me to do it. And because these are two key things in here, because the universe always responds to what you feel about what you say, not necessarily what you say. Okay, let me give you an example. When you say to, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds, right? But you don't really feel you can do it, right? Because, you know, you've been fat or chunky, sorry. You've been heavy for a long time, right? You're saying, oh, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, but you're not feeling the passion for it. You're not getting it. You're not, you know, desiring it. Well, let me explain something to you. When, you know, that it's hard to create that energy to make that happen. But when you create the energy already with something you expect to happen and enjoy, and then you know it because you know, and you're using the words, I know I'm going to get up tomorrow. I know I'm going to have a great time this weekend, or expect to have a great time this weekend for the fourth. And then you put in, you got that feeling, and you put, and I expect to get the promotion. I expect to create that business. Then it happens quicker. And I ask Archangel Ariel, okay, ask her to help you. She helps with creating things happen in your life, which you're looking to manifest. Ask God to help you. And also, you know, remember tonight is a special night. You have Jupiter that is coming, I think, close to our planet. I don't really remember. But what I'm saying to you is, because I'm not into astrology, but I read about it. And Jupiter is a very benevolent planet. So not only do you have your desire, what you know, you're connected to God, you can create whatever you like to create. But you also have a gas pedal there called Jupiter. It will help you do it too. Okay, so it's like your gas pedal to put your intentions out there. All right. So Ariel, gas pedal Jupiter, use that tonight. expect and know. I've given you some definitions and some ways to really access that, and enjoy the process, right? And just say, hey, I'd like it to happen. And remember this, sometimes we say, I'd like it to happen when I want it to. There's always divine and perfect timing. So just remember, they hear you, okay? Your angels do and God does. And then just ask for confirmation if you want confirmation. I really believe in that. The other day I wanted something and I was looking to create it, and I just remember, I got up and meditated really early in the morning, and then I heard a voice say, your prayers are answered. I was like, how cool is that? Okay, you can ask for confirmation, so do that too as well. All right, Angel Ariel, expect to know using the law of attraction. We went over that again. You can access that feeling by heading to this weekend when you have a great time. You're expecting to enjoy the fireworks. You're expecting to enjoy your family, your lover, your loved ones. And just know that that's going to happen because you already made the plans to put that in there. And you can change that when you're expecting the promotion. I'm using the law of attraction for career. I mean, you can do that with a guy or a girl or a love too as well. But I thought we would focus on career tonight and expect that to happen by changing that. I expect the promotion as you're thinking about expecting to have a good time this weekend for the 4th. Or use something different if that doesn't work. And knowing, you have a knowing that you're going to get up tomorrow morning and go to work or have breakfast or feed your dogs or feed your kids or feed your family, you know you're going to do that. That's what you can change to, is thinking about the knowing that you already are familiar with and change that what you're looking to create in your career, in your business, okay? And, of course, you have Jupiter, so use that tonight, you guys. Anyway, I hope that helps you. And go to... I'm putting some new videos up about soulmates, about law of attraction, about angels. So go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and really look at them. I'm getting ready to put some angels up there that really help with soulmate relationships, okay? I'm also putting some angels up there that really help you find the love of your life and also your life purpose, your soul's purpose. So that's a video. Those videos I'm creating right now as we speak, and not as we speak, but I'm going to do that later on this evening. So, if you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, you're going to get some really cool information, and it's in a video format. And I like videos myself because I can look and watch and then hear, and it engages all my senses. You know what I mean? So, hope that helps you guys. So you've got the videos about angels that help you with your soulmate relationships. You've got angels that help you with your finding your life choice or your soul's path. And you also have angels out there that will help you create the life of your dreams. Okay, so facebook.com/angelcoaches, check it out. All right, they will be the videos I'm gonna create too, I think, that will be up in the next few hours. Now, one other thing, I have a great doctor. He is amazing, and I've already done the interview. It's actually recorded. But he talks about genetic testing, and he is a doctor that helps patients that other doctors have just given up on. Can you believe that? He's got a great story and a great technique, and talks about genetic testing, and it's different than you've ever heard before because genetic testing is relatively new in this sense. So you don't want to miss it. It's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I am super excited about it, you guys, because there's some real answers here for problems that we experience and health issues that we have in our country and in our family with ourselves. And he's got some real miracle stories on there. You don't want to miss it. Okay. So it's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. 760-890-7143. Not tomorrow night, but Thursday night. Sorry. Thursday night at 7 p.m. So you want to listen in and listen to it, and you're going to get a lot out of it. I promise you you will, because some of you guys are having health challenges and you don't know what to do. Listen to this show. I promise you it will blow you away, okay? Anyway, let's see. So, and if you want to access it by the web, there will be a link on there on facebook.com/angelcoaches in the next few hours too as well. All right, you guys, if I don't talk to you before Thursday or until after Thursday, enjoy your 4th. Be safe. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, so we're going to have a lot of fun down here. Make sure you use sun protection because it's like so darn hot, right? And just realize why we celebrate the 4th of July. I am so happy to be a part of this country. I told someone the other day, I said, I ran for Memorial Day for the veterans. and my country always gives me a place to run. And so it was an opportunity to run for my country, just like the 4th of July is. So do some sort of exercise if you can, or do some sort of prayer about peace and taking care of our country and taking care of the people in our country and our armed forces across the world. And, you know, because that way we're sending out some really good energy and protect us all, you know what I mean, and keep us all safe, happy, and peaceful, right? How's that? You know what I mean? And just thank the military men and women who help us do that. Okay. Take care, everybody. Happy 4th, and we'll see you Thursday night, hopefully. If not, you can always download our shows 24/7, 365 days a year. Bye now.